I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Scamming the Scammer, Joseph McKenna. This is the funny story of how a very stupid scammer using the name Joseph McKenna tried to scam Her Royal Highness Princess Margaret and failed. It is a setup, though, as Joseph McKenna was led to contact Princess Margaret and there is a team of anti-scammers sending the replies to Joseph. Email from Joseph. Subject: please, I need your help. Now, this is a long email whereby Joseph claims to be a government undersecretary in Addis Ababa with $235 million that he needs to ship out of the country and is currently hidden in four metal trunk boxes at a security company. And he offers 40% of the value of the cash on return for shipping the items. Reply from Princess Margaret: my dear McKenna. And the reply goes on about how much money will be useful at the palace in rebuilding Toad Hall, and that she will involve her equerry Sir Marmite Looney Bins from now on. After a series of emails, Joseph tells her that she will need a certificate of deposit and he can acquire that for her at a nominal fee. He then tells her that all contacts should be with a Mohammed Musa, who is in charge of the security company. The anti-scammers now introduce another character, Home Secretary Graham Norton, into the emails, and that Princess Margaret will be travelling to Africa under the pseudonym Edna Everidge. Lots of back and forward emails about trivia points and silly names. Joseph starts to get frustrated that the process is taking so long, with interminable emails from assorted people to deal with and endless questions. The anti-scammers demand that Chancey Davis, another character introduced by Joseph as working at the security company, make a pledge of allegiance to Princess Margaret before they can do business together. I, Chancey Davis, being of sound mind and body, do swear humble merkin and fey feasance to the service of Her Gracious Majesty Princess Margaret, to the test in all her issue and dominion pursuant in this moment of our business. This to be recorded and witnessed. It all gets very silly. Lots of mistakes in the travel arrangements to Africa, secrecy requirements, and more characters appearing over the weeks of the emails. Joseph is increasingly angry at the lack of progress. The anti-scammers then claim that one of their characters has died and they're arranging the funeral service at Westminster Abbey, and they invite Joseph to attend as a privileged guest. At this point, the scammer Joseph finally realises he's been had and sends an angry email. But the anti-scammers have a copy of his passport, and that goes to the police. Let's hope they got him. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.